This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station. Speaking on the occasion, he said, trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Mr. Modi said, today with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160.
आज वंदे भारत, नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है, जिस पर हर भारतीय को गर्व है।
The electioneering for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly polls is at a high pitch. Various leaders of political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Sitamarhi. He said the NDA not only focuses on development but also preserves the state's heritage. Addressing another public meeting in Bethia, Mr. Modi said the NDA's double-engine government has highlighted both its achievements and its vision for the future. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Rafi Ganj in Aurangabad and Imam Ganj in Gaya. Speaking in Rafi Ganj, he said after assuming power in 2005, his government made remarkable improvements in education and health sectors. Vikashshil Insan Party VIP Chief and Mahagathbandhan's Deputy Chief Minister candidate Mukesh Sahni said the youth of the state want change. Jan Swaraj Party founder Prashant Kishore criticised the NDA, asserting that Bihar lacks factories and jobs. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from the 1st of December to the 19th of December. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said the government is looking forward to a constructive and meaningful session that strengthens democracy and serves the aspirations of the countrymen. President Draupadi Murmu has left on a state visit to Angola and Botswana. She will reach Angola later tonight. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to the two African nations. During this visit till the 13th of November, there will be discussions on reviewing the existing bilateral ties and also exploring the possibilities of collaboration in newer areas. Progress of collaboration with Botswana on Project Cheetah is also on the agenda. India and New Zealand have completed the fourth round of negotiations on Free Trade Agreement, FTA, after 5 days of productive discussions. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the talks focused on key areas such as trade in goods and services, economic cooperation and rules of origin. Both sides said the discussions were positive and showed their shared goal of building a strong, modern and balanced trade partnership. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators were killed in an encounter with security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC, he said, after the group was challenged by the troops. Fierce gunfighting ensued in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. In cricket, the final T20I between India and Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane today was abandoned due to rain, giving India a 2-1 series victory. Before play was halted, India reached 52 without loss, with Shubman Gill on 29 and Abhishek Sharma on 23. Abhishek was named player of the series. Indian shooter Ravinder Singh clinched the gold medal in the men's 50-metre pistol event at the ISSF World Championships in Egypt. With a brilliant score of 569, Ravinder outshone his rivals to take the top spot on the podium. The Indian trio of Ravinder Singh, Kamaljeet and Yogesh Kumar also bagged the silver medal in the men's 50-metre pistol team event with a combined total of 1,646 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.